Studying Gold by Papillon 87, read by Interstellar Blue. Ki-hyun watches the condensation beating on his beer glass. One tiny droplet is sliding down its side like a diamond on the run. He catches it with his finger. He should hurry up and drink. The summer heat is oppressive, even at this late hour, and if he is not careful, his beer will turn into something tepid and rather unappealing. He does take a greedy couple of gulps, letting its coolness slide down his throat, and sets the glass carefully next to his sketchbook. Settling deeper in his wicker chair, he enjoys the feeling of freedom. There are no urgent assignments for him to work on this weekend. His first lecture on Monday is a late one, and the weather in the next couple of days is supposed to be glorious. He might go to the Lido tomorrow with Changkyun and Hyungwon. The beer garden around him is busy, the excitement of the Friday night infusing everything around with an intense feel. The waiters are speeding around, hands full of glasses, weaving around the low glass tables like busy ants. Ki-hyun opens his sketchbook and tries to give off a vibe of someone who is busy, perhaps waiting for a friend. He must be convincing because people leave him alone at his little table for two squished in the far corner. The sun is hanging low in the sky, settled just above the tall houses surrounding the town square. Their roof tiles are bathed in the softening light. Ki-hyun should start sketching now, this time when the burning glare of the afternoon sun gives way to a golden glow, but his collection of colouring pencils remains in his bag. He takes another sip of his beer and his eyes surreptitiously glide towards an outdoor basketball court that has been set up on the edge of the square for the summer. There is a game on and a little group of onlookers is accompanying it with loud cheers or disappointed groans, as befitting the proceedings. Ki-hyun doesn't care much for basketball, for any ball games really, but his eyes follow the players, or rather, one of them. Hyunwoo's shoulders gleam in the sunlight, the thin sheen of sweat making them look even more defined, like a fine statue made of polished bronze, imposing, graceful, powerful. Despite the basketball court not being his home turf, Hyunwoo moves with ease. Ki-hyun prefers him in his natural surroundings, with a volleyball in his hands. He always gets a little breathless watching the power of Hyunwoo's serve, but even here, Hyunwoo's ability to commandeer the space is impressive. Once a captain of a team, always a captain of a team. Ki-hyun watches. He allows himself precious minutes of unabashed staring, enjoying the harmony with which Hyunwoo, Changkyun, and Hyungwon slide through the court. Hyunwoo's movements powerful and fast, Changkyun slicing the air like a sword blade, and Hyungwon moving like a ghost, almost lazily but somehow always appearing where he is needed. In the end, the victory eludes Hyunwoo by the smallest of margins. He accepts the loss with a smile and a slap on the shoulder for the captain of the winning team. There is no tension when they exchange brief, friendly banter, despite the late hour and the odd loud protest from some in the gathered crowd. Hyunwoo is a gracious loser, almost as gracious in defeat as Dongmin is in his victory. Ki-hyun knows the captain of the university basketball team and Hyunwoo might not be close friends, but they share mutual respect for each other, visible in the way Dongmin smiles at Hyunwoo and pays him a compliment about something, noticeable in the incline of Hyunwoo's head when he congratulates Dongmin and his teammates. The players slowly disperse. Some hang around and watch the next game, others disappear in the crowd, eager to snatch a cold beer or two and enjoy the rest of the night. Minhyuk and Juhon talk to Sana, the youngest on Dongmin's team, a tall string bean of a boy, whose cheeks still have the last vestiges of childlike roundness clinging to them. Ki-hyun watches them, Juhon's good-natured laugh, and Minhyuk's sharp grin when he teases the boy about something until Sana's cheeks glow pink again, as if he was still in the middle of the game. Dongmin gathers his things and looks ready to leave. The captaining duties fulfilled for the night, his demeanor softens. Next to him, Bin, his boyfriend, laughs and says something to Hyunwoo, gesturing towards the beer garden, while his arm sneaks around Dongmin's waist. Ki-hyun watches the exchange with a stab of jealousy. There is lightness in the way Bin slides into Dongmin's space, in the way Dongmin leans against him. Seeing them melt into each other makes Ki-hyun avert his eyes, cheeks heating up. He wants it too. The unabashed familiarity of two souls, two bodies who know each other so well they seek their proximity without thinking, like two magnets, like a sunflower following the trajectory of the sun. Ki-hyun's eyes land on Hyunwoo again, watching him shake his head at Bin's suggestion, then giving both him and Dongmin a quick wave before he grabs his duffel bag and joins the rest of his team. Ki-hyun burrows his nose in his sketchbook again. He will go back to his drawings, and Hyunwoo will go back to volleyball, together with the rest of his team, and their lives will hardly intersect again, apart from random encounters on campus and Ki-hyun's sneaky visits to Hyunwoo's matches to watch. He stares at his sketch. Hyunwoo mid-leap, basketball in his hands. Even in the unfinished phase, it's there, the energy rippling through Hyunwoo's body, the sheer beauty of a human body in motion. Ki-hyun is pleased with himself.
Wow, it's really good.
Ki-hyun startles so badly he nearly knocks over his beer glass.
I'm sorry.
Hyunwoo looms over Ki-hyun with a shy smile. I didn't want to scare you.
You didn't.
Ki-hyun grabs the sketchbook from the table and slams it shut, his cheeks burn.
They are amazing.
Hyunwoo adjusts the bag on his shoulder, his fingers playing nervously with the strap. Your drawings, your art.
Ki-hyun swallows. How do you know my art?
I don't live under a rock. Hyunwoo shrugs, then laughs self-consciously.
Okay, maybe not under a rock.
Ki-hyun's mood is rising like a feather. Under a volleyball net, then? Not much time for art appreciation there, I guess.
Hyunwoo laughs again. His hand rests on the chair next to Ki-hyun, uncertain, hovering.
Ki-hyun draws in a sharp breath. It's now or never.
Do you want to go on a date?
A date? Hyunwoo's smooth cheeks turn a darker shade of gold.
Yeah, I mean, that would be, yeah, I want to.
Now? Ki-hyun smiles, all easy confidence on the surface, but underneath his heart is pounding so hard he can feel it all the way to his fingertips.
Yeah, if you want to.
I want to. Ki-hyun gathers his things and stands up, not quite believing it's happening.
Let's go somewhere else.
They stop in the middle of the square, an island amongst the milling crowd, looking at each other.
I never thought you've ever really noticed me.
Ki-hyun blushes under Hyunwoo's gaze. I mean, we've talked, but... Hyunwoo's laugh is incredulous.
You're kidding me, right? You're cool.
Cool?
Hyunwoo shrugs. I know I'm not that smart. I play volleyball for the school and scrape by in most of my exams, but you
were cool. Your art is amazing, and you always know what to say when you talk to people.
Ki-hyun snorts. How do you even know that?
Because I've been watching you and been wanting to talk to you for forever.
Ki-hyun has a feeling he has entered some sort of alternate universe.
So why didn't you?
I don't know.
Hyunwoo intently watches the ground at his feet. You were always really busy, either drawing or talking about Sartre and existentialism, or, I don't know, Bertrand Russell. I've always felt too stupid around you.
The alternate universe seems not to be dissolving in a cloud of smoke, so Ki-hyun gets daring.
He takes Hyunwoo's hand and squeezes his fingers. You know, we don't need to talk that much right now.
Hyunwoo gives him a gentle squeeze back.
What would you like to do?
I've heard you are a great kisser.
Hyunwoo blushes, I guess.
Ki-hyun blushes harder and stands on his tiptoes.
Can you show me?
The end. Thank you for listening.
What I mean, what I say, that I really